Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday, and the Packers have released their final injury report, and lo and behold, there is one, Jordan Love, listed as questionable, along with Marshawn Lloyd and Jaden Reed, who is a late in the week addition to the injury report. Probably more actual news right there, in that Jaden Reed has a calf/shin injury. Not sure what happened there at practice, what they've been doing to get these guys hurt. But Jaden Reed, late addition to the injury report. Really hate to see that in a game where, yes, Jordan Love is questionable, but still most likely going to be Malik Willis under center for the Green Bay Packers. We'll have to wait and see until Sunday morning, but I suspect Willis still gets the start, and I also suspect Matt LaFleur is going to let it rip. I don't think for a moment that he's going to pound his head against a stacked box, which is undoubtedly what the Colts are going to do to try and dare them to throw it. And look, if you're Green Bay, if you're the Packers, if you're Matt LaFleur, and you look at the bevy of talent on your side of the ball, and I understand Jaden Reed banged up now, that definitely puts a damper on things, but you've got the Christian Watsons. You've got the Dontavian Wicks. You've got the Romeo Doubs of the world. You've got two really talented tight ends, including one with burner speed. And then you look at the Colts, and they've already lost one of their starting corners for the season, placed on injured reserve. Now Julian Blackman declared out, their starting safety and really the glue of their defense, out for Sunday against the Packers. Now Christian Buckner, who did not practice all week and it was really the heart of that defensive line, he is still in line to play despite not practicing all week. We'll have to wait and see until game day, but that is the suspicion on the outside looking in. So the Packers, you know, catching a bit of a break as far as the opponent they're facing. And obviously the Packers dealing with their own injury situation, as everyone in the NFL is, but it could be a whole heck of a lot worse. And the fact that the Colts are going to be putting together somewhat of a patchwork secondary, again, lends credence to the idea that I suspect Matt LaFleur is going to maybe not go empty on every play or anything like that, but I do think we're going to see Malik Willis take to the air maybe a bit more than people are expecting. I still think, yes, Josh Jacobs will get plenty of work. I think they will still try to run the ball, and you know, there are ways as far as going against a stacked front. If you have that extra body in the box, if you have that safety coming down, Aaron Rodgers used to talk about it. I specifically remember him talking about it with Bill Huber at his locker a couple years ago, saying, yeah, teams are going to bring that safety down, but there are ways to attack that as far as either running away or getting off your combo block and cutting something off backside, all sorts of different kind of techniques and schemes that you can use to try and combat that. But ultimately, it's probably going to be pretty tough. And I do think Malik Willis will be given opportunities to push the ball downfield. And maybe not even taking big chunks, but, you know, dinking and dunking, working sideline to sideline, probably getting him on some rollouts, give him some of those classic tight end in the flat type plays. I don't doubt for a moment that Matt LaFleur is looking at this as a challenge regarding his quarterback, more so than how can he produce offense. I think there's no doubt that, you know, obviously the goal is to win the game. You got to score points to do so. And I think the Packers will have an excellent plan in that regard. But Matt, in his bones, seems to be the kind of guy who, you know, he wants to throw it. He doesn't want to sit here and play 1950s football. So I'm excited for it. I'm very excited to see what kind of approach they take. And now I say all this and watch. Now Jordan Love, listed as questionable, ends up getting the start. I don't think that's going to happen. But crazier shit has happened. So we will see. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Hope you're all doing well. Thanks for joining me early today. I got a early dinner with the girls, and I figured, you know, Herman's going at 5 for his happy hour over there at Pack-A-Day. So let you guys hang out here. We can chat for a little bit. And then you don't have to choose. You can come go right from here over to Andy's happy hour and have a great time here on the old YouTubes. What else we got? We got Ian. What's going on, man? I know Jordan probably won't play Sunday, but do you think this means he'll be back sooner than Rappaport's claim of several weeks? Not necessarily. I do think it's interesting, given what we know about the Packers medical staff and how notoriously conservative they are, The fact that he isn't ruled out is a bit of a surprise. I do think there's a chance that he's back next week, although I think it's minimal. I think a big part of it is how he progresses. Hopefully doesn't have a setback. We know he hasn't been practicing, but he's still working. He's still doing rehab, and anything can happen. Hell, just look at Jaden Reed getting injured at practice. Anything can happen at any moment. But I think if he continues to progress, yeah, there's a chance. I think it's an outside chance. I still think there's a decent chance he's not back until the Minnesota game. That's entirely possible, right? It's a big guessing game on the outside because we aren't privy to the information, right? But while doing so, the Packers will keep opponents guessing as they are today, making sure that the Colts are preparing just in case Jordan Love is good to go. What else we got? Mike Witt, what's going on, man? Hey, Nags, could you see some zone read given Willis's ability to scramble? Just keep giving 11 more opportunities. Kid is a young Antonio Brown, in my opinion. It's not a terrible comparison, although we'll see how much he plays. Hopefully he's active. And as far as zone read, do you mean like read option? I think there's every chance that we see Willis utilize his legs both that way and some probably quarterback draw type plays and things of that nature. Of course, if you're the Packers, you probably don't want to get too crazy. You don't want to put him out on the edge and give him an opportunity to take a hit and then be down to your final quarterback. But at the same time, it is an undeniable part of his game. And I think they'll try and utilize that as much as they can. No doubt about it. I love it. David Gray on Facebook. 2.3% chance Jordan Love plays? I don't know, David. Feels high. That feels high. But we'll see. Liz Hall, thanks for checking out the stream on Twitter. How much do you think Lloyd will be involved? It's hard to say, given that he is still listed as questionable. You know, those hamstrings can linger. I suspect there's a decent chance he doesn't suit up on Sunday. If he does, we will see. I suspect it'll be minimal. I think they will most likely ride with a majority kind of carry combination of Josh Jacobs and Emmanuel Wilson. I'd be surprised if Lloyd got a ton of work. Now, who knows what happens injury-wise? Maybe he is active and is able to get out there, but I suspect we're still a week away. But we'll see. We'll see. Maybe he's there on Sunday and gets a ton of work, but I doubt it. RTR, always sunny with the RTR disposition. This is a stretch that will solidify the coach Matt LaFleur is and rid all the excuses media has made for him being great. I just love how Matt's kind of standing in the public goes so kind of violently from one shift to the next. Either people are saying he's completely overrated and he's been completely, you know, riding Aaron Rodgers' coattails, and then all he does is take the youngest team ever, or at least since the 70s, to go to the playoffs with a first-time starter at quarterback, and people are still putting things like this in a chat. Like, what more do you need to know and see for you to understand or at least acquiesce to the idea that Matt LaFleur is a good coach? I don't need you to sit here and say, oh, he's a great coach. Fine. We can have a difference of opinion right there. But for you to sit here and say he's not great because what? All of a sudden he's got to play with a backup quarterback for a couple weeks, and if they don't win those games, that makes him a bad coach? Is that your intimation? Because that's fucking ridiculous, just so you're aware. I mean, I just don't get what Matt has to do to win some people over. I'm not telling you he's Vince Lombardi, but he's a pretty fucking good coach. All he does is win football games. I get last week was disappointing. I understand we've had some heartbreaking losses in the playoffs. Hell, what competent Packers coach hasn't? I mean, Mike Holmgren is one of the greatest coaches I ever saw. He had some really terrible losses in the playoffs, as did Mike McCarthy, who also won a Super Bowl. It is tough to win in the NFL. You finally get a coach who is like actually pretty fucking good, and some of you just can't wait to like find reasons to tear him down. It just blows my way. And this one's preemptive. Like, well, he's got a backup quarterback and they're not winning. He must not be great. Like, what? Man, wake up and smell what you're shoveling. Let's see. Nags, how many times can Clifford be elevated to the active squad? Twice more. two more times, and then – oh, no, wait. He wasn't elevated last week. Sorry. So three times total. The third time, they have to sign him to the 53 or release him. Mike Witt, what's going on, man? Not Packer-related. Your opinion, should Tua keep playing or retire? Random Packers name Jeff, Janice, Query, and Saturday. Oh, the Tua thing, man, that was tough to watch last night. I will say, I don't have an opinion. That is completely his decision. Retiring, choosing not to play, choosing to stop playing for whatever reason. Obviously, this discussion is because he has suffered another concussion. That's entirely personal and none of my business. I mean, if he wants to play, he should play. If he doesn't want to play, he shouldn't play. If his doctors tell him not to play, he should probably not play. But that's a conversation between him and his doctors, not me. You know what I mean? I understand people mean well and they don't want to see him get hurt and they want him to take care of himself. I completely understand that. I'm not saying people like are being busybody or nosy or anything like that. I understand the desire to have input, right? Or to voice the opinion. But I don't have one. That is his decision. It is an entirely personal decision. Even if he wasn't dealing, if it was just a player dealing with, you know, playing the game of football, which every one of these guys does have to grapple with at some point, you know, that is a personal thing. That's not for me to say in any way, shape, or form. I just think it's, you know, there's way too much speculation and way too much kind of outside noise. The only conversations that matter are between Tua, his family, and his doctors. And whatever he decides, bully on it. Let's go. Matt LaFleur didn't give my kids any candy for trick-or-treat. Well, he's got a chance to rectify that in a couple weeks, late October. Blake, love that shirt. Thanks. Got it as a gift when I was down in Brazil at the meetup. So many great people, folks, Packers fans from all over the country, all over the world. Obviously, Uruguay was in attendance. Argentina was represented. Obviously, tons of Brazilians were there. It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. All Malik has to do is get our playmakers the ball and we'll be fine. Matthew, it's not a bad way to look at it. Not a bad way to look at it at all. I think, you know, ultimately that is the plan, right? You have to hopefully get the ball out of his hands quickly and make sure he's got some. I always shy away from the phrase easy reads because nothing's easy in the NFL, but, you know, some delineated reads that tell him, okay, if that's there, I pull the trigger. If not, I check it down. Like, well, don't want him reading too much. Just matriculate the ball down the field, boys. Get the ball out of your hands. Get it to the playmakers and let them go to work. Absolutely. You can buy Halloween-themed football cards this year. That is better than candy. That's true, Brandy. That's an excellent point. I like that. What else we got here, folks? Larry says, football and bow hunting, my favorite time of year. Go Pack Go, next man up. See, that's a healthy attitude right there. I like it. Man, the bow hunting season in Wisconsin is the absolute best. My uncle, longtime bow hunter, we always used to, and I think maybe I've told the story before, maybe not, but, you know, hunting season in general, even past bow hunting, but, you know, we'd have Thanksgiving dinner and we'd always tell Uncle Bob that dinner was probably, you know, an hour or maybe even two earlier than it actually was because he'd always be late because he was hunting. So, but it's a fabulous time of year when the weather starts to turn, although it seems to turn later and later these days. I do miss that. You know, there are a few things about being in Wisconsin that I miss, but that stretch I definitely miss. Ooh, Mike Witt, that is a pertinent question right there. The key question is, after last week, does Brandy still like Halfley? They did get three turnovers. You know, they did limit them on third downs. That third down is a real bugaboo under Joe Barry. I mean, the Eagles, what? They have like 25%? Conversion rate on third down? That's pretty damn good. Just saying. Brandy says, I am still holding judgment on the defense for eight quarters. Okay, that's good. I like that. Can we stop pretending like it's Malik's first time throwing a football? I think they will put him in position. Yeah, I don't think anyone's pretending that. I think people understand that he's been in the building that where the team resides that he's got to play for all of like 21 days. I mean, I understand, yes, football is football, but you also have to acclimate. You also have to understand the playbook and, more importantly, understand the game plan, which I think he will. Yeah, he's an NFL quarterback. Not saying otherwise, but I understand people saying like it's going to, you know, take a bit, might take a while for him to get into the groove with an entirely new team, new guys that he's throwing the football to. I don't think that's out of bounds to wonder about in any way. Supper's at dark 30. There you go, Larry. That's perfect. If Jordan plays great, if Willis plays great, it's Sunday in football and our Packer back. Chris, that's a pretty good summation. I like it. The problem is he has just thrown interceptions, no touchdowns.
Well, he hasn't been in this offense. It's like he's been driving around in a Subaru, and now he's driving around in a Lamborghini. It's totally different.
Am I trying to talk myself into this? Maybe. Maybe just a bit. But, yeah. I mean, he's got many more weapons around him at this point. Come on now. Joe, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Game plan on rushing Richardson, similar to what they did with Hurts? I think it's got to be at least a little bit, right? As far as making sure he doesn't utilize his legs to get outside the pocket and hurt you either with his legs or with his arm. Certainly seeing his arm is live enough that he can make any kind of throw he wants and put it anywhere on the field. Now, does it always end up right where he's trying to throw it? And he's certainly shown off both some strength and some accuracy issues. But I suspect we'll see, a pretty similar approach as far as making sure they maintain rush lane discipline. Do not let him escape up and out or out in general, and try and keep him hemmed in the pocket. I mean, again, you talk about the accuracy issues. Yes, we all saw the moonshot touchdown to Pierce in the first quarter. But what has been less disseminated across the internet are some of the brutal misses he had. So if you keep him in the pocket and you make him play quarterback, not only will you probably benefit from an errant throw or two, but maybe you get in position to pick one of those off. And with this pretty, I would say, opportunistic group of the Packers, that's a real possibility. Carl, what's up, man? Hi, do you think when they do have Willis pass, they'll have him on the move, rolling out, play action, etc.? Have a great weekend, Nags. I think it'll be a pretty decent mix of all of it, right? I don't think they're going to feature one of those specifically or heavily. I think he's going to run most of what the offense kind of, how it's constructed. I don't doubt you'll see him playing from the pocket in traditional drops, 3, 5, and 7. I think he'll do a little bit of rolling out. I am interested to see how much play action he does. You know, that's a timing thing, and who knows where that timing is with this receiving core, but I don't think there's anything as far as the different ways you can approach the passing game that will be off limits, that they won't try to do, right? I think they'll do a little bit of everything. There's no doubt about that. This is a great note from Kevin. A quick football reference check indicates that Vince Lombardi was 14-8 with a backup QB starting. I'm pretty sure this locks Lombardi in as a great coach. Aha, but true story, some of those starts were by Bart Starr, who was a backup at times. It helps when you have the GOAT coming off the bench. That's all I'm saying. I'm not reading this handle, but Thick, what's up? Odds of Willis being heavily involved in the run game. I don't think it's going to be overt. I don't think it's going to be something that they lean on specifically or heavily. I do think they will utilize it a little bit. But I think, you know, when they want to run the ball, they're going to hand it to Josh Jacobs and Emmanuel Wilson. Well, they'll let those guys handle most of the chore when it comes to the run game. Brandy, do I see the Colts loading the box? Yes, 1,000%. I think everyone in the building knows what's going to happen here, right? The Colts are going to dare them to throw it, and the Packers are going to have to throw it. Now, that doesn't mean they won't run the ball. That doesn't mean they can't run the ball. I think they will do both. But ultimately, it's going to be heavy going, and they're going to have to throw the ball to open things up. And the question is how much. We'll see. Mike Witt, what's up? Will we hear a Banky rant Sunday? I miss those. Yeah, he hasn't had he hasn't ripped off a good one in a while, though he did have a decent meltdown when Narveson missed that kick on Friday night. We'll see. Yeah, he was pretty tame on Wednesday during transplants, so we'll have to see. I guess it will depend on how the game transpires. Eric, thanks for the super chat, man. Cautiously optimistic. Coach of the year, Matt LaFleur, will have a solid game plan for the Colts. Go Pack, go. I mean, Matt LaFleur, according to others, according to RTR, is just not great. Can't possibly be great because RTR has already determined that he's going to lose all these games. So I don't know what we're even watching these games for. Porkmaster, what's going on? At least Stokes played a full game. Look at you with the glass half full. I like it. Hey, speaking of Stokes, he played pretty damn well, too. That's the crazy thing that, like, has kind of gone by the wayside here, and I'm sure I'm part of it because I highlighted Jaire Alexander's frustrating night during transplants. But, yeah, Stokes had a really solid game. Hopefully more of that to come on starting on Sunday. You think, what's up? Say my name, Walter White voice. Not in a heartbeat. Cheeto, what's going on, man? Welcome back, Nags. I still feel a win here. Can't wait to see Matt's concept of a plan for Willis. I see what you did there, and I like it. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. And before I go, let me tell you something. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, your favorite cream ale, that's right, Carry the G, is now available in the great city of Chicago. Make sure you find some this weekend. Will's Northwoods has it on offer. A few other places. Check the website. You can find Carry the G in Chicago. So make sure you get yourself a four-pack and drink a bunch really close to your Bears fans' friends down there. Because, man, doesn't matter where you are, you got to carry the G. You know what I mean?
Well, we carry the G wherever we may be. So cream and cold, and from the land of the green and gold.
So good. Get yourself some Carry the G this weekend, either in Chicago or all across the great state of Wisconsin. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on the watch party. Please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.